Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Fueled by Frank and Honest Gourmet Coffee. The perfect blend to kickstart your day. Barista quality coffee available at Centra and Supervalue.
Joining me on the line now to fill us in on the latest news of the vaccine and what's happening there is our good pal Professor Luke O'Neill from the School of Biochemistry and Immunology at Trinity College Dublin. Professor O'Neill, thanks so much for joining us again. I know you're very busy with certain things. How are you?
Very good. Happy to join, Jennifer. It's hour by hour update on this vaccine business now, so I'm pretty busy.
Yeah.
With all the news that's coming in.
Well, let's talk about it for a second, because last time we talked to you was back in October before any of the vaccines had been approved for use. If I'm not mistaken, there are two types being administrated in Ireland. Generally speaking, can I ask you, how do you think it's all going in terms of rollout?
Yes, it's going well. Let's be positive, Jennifer. We were number one in Europe yesterday for the daily vaccination rate per capita. Isn't that tremendous? So I think it's going very well. I mean, obviously it was a slow start, let's put it that way. But in the last couple of weeks, they've ramped it up massively, and the future looks good. I mean, they're going to bring the GPs on board next watch. The pharmacies will get involved. So I think it's so far so good. But it's one to watch. We've got to keep them going, you know, because the mission here is very simple. Get as many people vaccinated as we possibly can and as quickly as we can.
There's a lot in the news at the moment, even this morning on the 9 o'clock bulletin about AstraZeneca.
Yeah.
What's the problem there?
It's very strange and disappointing. And I know they're worried themselves, not getting great press at the moment, are they? I mean, they've announced this delay in supply. You know, there can be all kinds of reasons for things going wrong. The factory can break down. There can be all, you know, reasons for this. But it's not great, is it, in the middle of an emergency? They guaranteed a certain supply to the EU. And then they said, oh, no, we can't deliver on that. Now, the EU are all over them, like a rash, literally, saying, look, come on, get your act together. We need this vaccine quickly, you see. It wouldn't surprise me, Jennifer, if they'll suddenly find a supply in the back of the shed somewhere or something, you know, an increased supply. Because in terms of press, it's not going well for them, let's put it that way. But remember, Jennifer, it's a very good vaccine. I mean, the evidence is strong. It's in the UK widely now, you know, and I think a million people have had it in the UK, some number like that. So the mission is to get it into Ireland as quick as we can.
Yeah, people are calling it a game changer. Why is that?
Well, it keeps in the fridge. That's a big convenience, because the other ones, you got to keep them at really cold temperatures and they don't last that long in the fridge. It's more stable, I guess that's the main reason. And literally GPs, it's easier for the GP. The GP wouldn't have a minus 70 freezer in their surgery. They would have a fridge. So that's the main reason it's called a game changer. But the next one, watch, they're coming like buses now. Johnson & Johnson, that's the next one to watch for. That should get approved next week sometime in Europe. That's a single shot vaccine, even more convenient. Whereas the other ones, you need two shots. You come back a few weeks later, you see. But Johnson & Johnson, one shot, good to go. So that's the next one. That'll be the real game changer, I predict, because that's much more convenient, you know.
Do we know yet how effective the current vaccines are against the new strains of COVID, like the South African and Brazilian variants that we're hearing about?
Well, if ever there was a line, it's one goddamn thing after another, isn't it? I mean, these new variants have cropped up now, and they are a concern because they might dodge the vaccine. That's the worry. Now, the evidence so far is the vaccine seems to work against them, especially the UK one. Maybe less efficacious against the South African one, but that doesn't mean they aren't working. You know, you might get a drop in efficacy from, say, 90% down to 60%. We can live with that. And the immune system is great. It produces loads of antibodies. So even if the antibodies aren't quite as good, they'll still work a bit, you know. But it is a work in progress, and it's something that we're keeping a very close eye on.
Another big question is, do we know yet if the vaccines prevent those who have been given it from transmitting COVID-19 to others?
Yeah, people often say to me, look, how come they're so great, and yet there's rumours that you'll still be infectious? It seems a bit odd that you'd be vaccinated. You wouldn't get sick yourself, but you still might spread the virus to someone else. The reason is the vaccine is very good at protecting deep in your body, your lungs, say, and the virus can't grow there. That's why you get sick, of course, it's in your lungs. It may still live a little bit in your nose, and then you might then give it to someone else. And the truth is we don't know. In Israel, remember, Jennifer, Israel are ahead of us. They've now vaccinated half their population, which is incredible.
Oh, I was on to them yesterday, Luke. I was chatting to a journalist yesterday in Israel, and she, I think she's... 40, and she's just had her first shot of a vaccine.
Yep. this incredible performance there. They got in early. They ordered a big batch in November from Pfizer. They're getting evidence that it does stop transmission. There was evidence last week, so that's a good sign.
Okay.
And that'll be tremendous if that's the case. And I suspect the ones coming down the track, but there's many more vaccines coming. Some of those will definitely stop transmission is the prediction you see. But at the moment, I'm not 100% sure. But still remember, their big bonus is to stop you getting sick and ending up in hospital. That's the mission here, to protect people, isn't it? Let's face it. But the add-on would be to stop spread. We hope that's going to be the case.
Does everybody in the country need to be vaccinated, or is there like a certain percentage that would provide protection and prevention for all of us?
Well, mission one is the vulnerable and the older people. Yeah. And the data looks really strong there. We're predicting, by the way, by the time we get to April, there should be a 90% drop in people getting really sick and ending up in hospital and sadly dying, which is tremendous, isn't it? So they're your first concern. Get them covered. That's 700,000 people by the end of March. Get them covered. That's tremendous. We've given them a shield. If you want to beat the virus out of the field, as it were, with a big bat, you want to be getting 70, 80% of the adult population vaccinated. That's September is the prediction there. That's a fantastic thing, because that really means the virus is nowhere to hide, you know, and then it's almost gone kind of thing. It'll still be here with us, like the cold virus or a flu, you know, but that kind of thing is the likelihood. If we get 70, 80% vaccinated, that really is a fantastic weapon against this virus.
By September, does that sound realistic to you?
Yeah, the number, I've got them in front of me, strangely. The numbers are 700,000 by March, right? 1.8 million by June.
Wow.
And then another 1.9 by the end of September. And as always, there's 14 categories. You know, Jennifer, there's going to be a fight trying to rise up the league table as to who goes first, you know. But certainly by the time we get to July, then it's widespread rollout, which means everybody gets access to it then. That'll take another 2 or 3 months, I guess. And once the GPs are doing it, it'll really speed up. Yeah, I mean, these timelines are sensible. They look like they're achievable. Again, if let's say under AstraZeneca happens and someone gets delayed, you know, with the supply, what will stop that timeline being realized is some logistical problem that may not be our fault, basically, you know. And that's why we need the fourth vaccine, because if there's four available, if one is delayed, the other one makes up the slack, you see. So I think it's reasonable to have that timeline in front of us. I think that's achievable.
Come on, Johnson & Johnson. Come on.
Yeah, exactly. Let's give them a shout out.
Finally, Luke, do you think this will be our last lockdown we have to endure? And can I just ask you finally, when do you think finally this COVID nightmare will come to an end?
Good God, we hope so, don't we? I mean, for heaven's sake, the good news as well is as we move into the warmer, if it gets warm and we move outdoors again, that is a great way to stop the virus spreading. So you're going to have a combination of vaccination plus going outdoors, you know, and that means there shouldn't have to be another lockdown. You may see one or two little spikes in the coming months, which might mean the odd restriction here and there. But there's no, I mean, we are in the middle of the biggest, most stringent lockdown in Europe, by the way, in Ireland. I was interviewed yesterday by French television. I've gone very posh.
The main
French channel interviewed me, and they said, you are going through the worst, most stringent lockdown in Europe. I said, yes, but we're well able for it. I said, you know, but it's very tough, isn't it? It's awful.
I mean, I don't know if we are, Luke. I think this time around is really difficult, and we need to hear from you more often. Now, I know you're busy and all that, but your reassuring words make a huge difference, I think, to the public. Because
And you're right, I've got huge sympathy. It's a horrendous time we're in. Very, very tough. There will be a price to be paid for this. That's our next concern. But the way things are going, there's no way we could have another lockdown like this. Let's put it that way. The key is to get to the winter and make sure we're protected. That's the mission. And then there won't be another lockdown like this. That's what we're looking at in the future.
To hold firm.
Yeah, hold steady. Hang tough is the phrase they're using now, because it is really difficult for people. But remember, the vaccine is the way out. And Israel will teach us. Israel's looking great. I mean, the vaccine is working there. We're coming up next, you know. So they're the ones to watch in terms of our next few months. And I'm very optimistic.
Brilliant. Well, we'll keep an eye on them, and we'll keep an eye on you, and hopefully have you back with more reassuring words in a couple of months. I'll let you get back to work, okay? Thanks for coming on the show.
Great. Thanks, Jennifer.
See you, bye. There we go. Great. Professor Luke O'Neill, an absolute star. I just want to thank him again for taking our call. His reassuring words they're always welcome here, aren't they? So that's it. Do you feel a bit better? I feel a lot better after that chat. Do you, Susie? Yes, I do.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.